after a loss, you never give up. You know, no matter how well you played individually, no matter what happened offensively, defensively, we all just didn't do enough to win, and that's upsetting. You want to come out and win, especially the first game, get the season off to a good start. And now we didn't do that, but that game's over, and now we got to get ready for Seattle.
Did you feel like the Eddie, though, from a couple of years ago? I mean, it looked like you were so involved. And let's be honest, we didn't see that much last year.
I've always felt like myself, you know. Just going out and playing football and having fun, you know. We were able to get things going a little bit earlier in the game, but we just got to finish off drives. That's the only thing we got to do is finish when we make big plays.
This is an offense that looks like it's really going to spread the ball around, giving all you guys opportunities.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of guys on the offense that can make plays. Noshawn and Buck ran the ball well, and it was a good showing, but like I said, it wasn't enough to win.
Is it fun for everybody knowing that the ball's going to get spread around, everybody's going to have a chance, you get open, you got a good chance getting the football?
I think that's when you're playing best, you know, when you never know where the ball's going to go, that everybody has an equal opportunity to get the ball and make a play. So we all feel that way. We're all confident in one another, so we're looking forward to this week.
Offensive guys for the home opener? Want to put on a little bit of a show for the home crowd?
You always want to put on a show, you know? That's why you go out and play the game, to have fun and put on a show for the fans.
What do you see in the Seattle defense?
They're fast. They can run. They got very good secondary, good linebackers, and they move around a lot, so a very active defense.
Can we make too much of the importance of the home opener? Obviously, home game is so vital.
You always want to protect your home field, you know? Fans are coming out to support us, and we want to put on a good show for them.
What do you think about the addition of Lawrence Maroney to the offense? What do you think he can bring?
I know he's a bigger guy, big running back. He was a first-round draft pick, so you know he can play. And he had a good career with the Patriots, so I'm looking forward to having him out there.
And you're on pace for 128 catches. Have you adjusted your season goals?
I'm not thinking about any individual goals, you know. The only goals that matter are the team goals.
Had you even thought about that stat?
Nah, I don't. Like I said, man, stats, I could care less about stats, man. It's all about winning games.
But what was it fun? I mean, the ball was thrown your way 10 times. I don't think it was thrown your way 10 times in any game last year.
You know, I don't even pay attention. When my number's called and the ball's coming my way, I just want to catch it. And once that play is over, I'm not thinking about it anymore. I just want to go out and help my team any way I can.
Eddie, when the coach was on the podium, he said one of the things about you moving to that slot role was that you wouldn't be on the field for 75 snaps, you know, that your snaps might be down, but that you accepted that role willingly. Was that difficult to get used to that notion of having fewer snaps but playing that slot role and being the third receiver?
I mean, like I said, I'm willing to do whatever I can to help the team out, no matter what that is. And you get a role and you try to do the best that you can in that role and just come out and play hard every down you're on the field.
So you don't care about starter or third receiver, any of those titles?
No, I mean, that doesn't matter at all to me, you know. Like I said, I just want to win, and any way I can help us win, I'm willing to do that.
Defensive line?
What about it?
Would you play it?
Would I?
right behind Gary.
Oh, man. I would. I'd give it a try. I don't know if I'd be too successful, but I'd give it a try.